Hugh, it's good to be here back, my city.
Yeah, 非常高兴能够回到我以前居住的城市。
Wonderful, wonderful.
非常非常美好。
Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support.
非常谢谢你们的友情，非常谢谢你们的带导，非常谢谢你们的支持。
We didn't go to Dallas. You sent us to Dallas.
我们其实没有去 Dallas， 乃是你们把我们差派到 Dallas 去。
So we can do the Lord's work.
好了，我们能够继续做神的工作。
God is in the business of saving nations. Amen.
And 神是要来拯救万国万民的。
The only hope for nations is Jesus.
唯一能够带来万国的盼望的就是耶稣。
In a few weeks, we have election in America.
再过几个礼拜，我们两个礼拜，我们将会有美国的大选。
That determines which way direction America is going, right?
将会决定说美国将来要去的方向。
And as citizens, we are obliged to pray and be do our part.
所以成为公民，我们必须要来祷告，必须要尽上我们的本分。
But it doesn't happen which direction United States goes. The Lord Jesus is still Lord.
无论美国是往哪一个方向走，但是我们的主仍然坐在宝座上。
And He is the only hope.
他是我们唯一的盼望。
Hope for the U.S.
美国的盼望。
Hope for Iran.
伊朗的盼望。
Hope for the Muslims.
也是穆斯林的盼望。
And hope for the nations.
也是万国万民的盼望。
So as your missionary, I'm here to report to you.What you have given, what you have sown, what results you've got.
成为你们的宣教士，要来跟大家报告我在回教国家所做的一些杂种，然后收割你们做的成绩是如何。
I just published a book. It's called Iran's Great Awakening. Just a few weeks ago.
几个礼拜前，我出了一本新书，叫就是伊朗的大觉醒。
I talk about what's happening in Iran.
乃是讲述在伊朗所发生的事情。
And what the future of Iran is.
讲到说将来伊朗的前途是如何。
God wants to save Muslims, and He is starting from Iran.
神要来拯救穆斯林，要从伊朗开始。
Now I've been saying that for a long time, right?
我已经讲了好多年了。
But now I have proof.
现在我有这个证据来证明。
In the book, I have three parts. The first part is my personal journey.
这个书分成三部分，第一部分讲到我个人的见证。
Then second part is about the Bible prophecies about Iran.
然后第二部分讲到圣经里面关于伊朗的预言。
There are many verses in the Bible about the future of Iran called Persia or Elam.
其实在圣经里面很多讲到关于伊朗的这个预言，都是用这个波斯这个国家来形容。
And when you study those verses carefully, you come to this conclusion.
当你非常详细来考读这些经文的时候，你会得到一个结论。
Are you ready for that?
你预备好了吗？
Iran will be a Christian nation.
伊朗将会成为一个基督教的国家。
It's already happening.
已经在发生了。
And on the third part, I share how we do that.
在第三部分讲到说我们如何能够达成这个目的。
Just briefly, you know, I was born in Iran as a Muslim.
很简单告诉你说，我是出生在伊朗，是个回教徒穆斯林。
I came to Christ as a student in University of Southern California.
就是我在这个加州以外的一个大学里面，念书的时候信主的。
I was getting my PhD in artificial intelligence.
我就在这个 AI 里面得到我的博士学位。
So I said I'm going to study Quran and the Bible.
我说我要来好好的读这个《可兰经》还有《圣经》。
And when I compared, I realized both cannot be true.
所以当我比较的时候说，这两本经书没有一个都是两个不能同时都是正确的。
After a few months of research, Jesus came out as a winner.
然后几个月的这样的一个研究以后，耶稣最终得胜了。
There is nobody like Jesus.
没有任何人像耶稣一样。
Muhammad cannot compete with Jesus.
穆罕默德不能跟耶稣相比。
His love, his power.
他是爱，他是能力。
Nobody is like him.
没有任何人像他一样。
All we need to do is just share Jesus.
我们要做的就是能够分享耶稣。
You don't have to attack other faith.
你不需要来攻击别的信仰。
You don't have to attack Islam.
你不需要来攻击伊斯兰教。
Just lift up Jesus.
就把耶稣基督高举起来。
They're all defeated.
他们会被打败的。
Now, the last few years, I've been saying a few shocking statements.
在过去几年来，我讲那个非常惊人的一些宣告。
And people say, "What?"
他就说什么
？I say Iran will be a Christian nation. What?
我说伊朗成为一个基督教的国家吗？这什么
？I say the last three four years I've made one statement. that shocked people.
So 过去三四年前我做了这样的一个
This is it.
一个宣告。
Iran is no longer an Islamic nation.
所以伊朗不再是一个伊斯兰教的国家。
In conferences and churches, I say, Iran is not an Islamic nation anymore.
在教会还有在这个特会里面告诉大家说，伊朗不再是一个伊斯兰教的国家。
And people say, what?
大家说什么？
I didn't have proof.
我那时候没有证据。
Until 3 weeks ago.
直到三个月前。
A very solid scientific research result came out.
三个礼拜前，我做了非常非常详细的研究之后。
You can see in this circle the result of that.
你看看这个我们所做的研究的这个报告。
It was scientifically, you know, they surveyed over 50,000 Iranians, mostly inside Iran.
他们其实做了50,000个这个在伊朗人的一个这个调查。
They asked them, "What do you believe?"
他问他们说，你们信的是什么
？Can you believe it?
你可以相信吗？
Less than 1/3 of Iranians said we are Muslims.
就少于三分之一的回来的报告说他们是属于穆斯林的。
Another 1/3 said God is not important or there is no God.
另外三分之一是说神并不重要，根本是没有神。
Now the third 1/3 were all over the place. They were looking at Buddhism, Shintoism.Sufism, everything but Islam.
然后其他的这些三分之一呢，他们就从这个佛教啊，其他的宗教来寻找，却没有在伊斯兰教当中来寻找。
So I want to thank you. You're sowing seed.
所以我来感谢你们，因为你们在那里撒了很多的种。
And you're sowing seed in the good ground.
所以你们所撒的种呢，有好的收
成。Iran is ready for Jesus.
所以伊朗他们来相信耶稣。
And soon or later, I think it's sooner, the government of Iran.Will implode.
很快很快，我们相信伊朗的政府他们会拥抱基督教。
So I know there's a statement I say Islam is experiencing its greatest defeat in its history in Iran right now.
我们可以说是就是伊斯兰教呢，在伊朗这个地方现在经历最大最大的挫败，在他们历史里面。
And you know God has a heart for all nations, right?
神他的心意是对万国万民的。
He wants to save all Muslims, right?
他要来拯救所有的穆斯林。
So Iran is not the end. Iran is the beginning.
因此这个伊朗不是终极的目标，乃是一个开始。
What we do together in Iran is going to impact the whole Middle East.
所以我们一起合作做的工作，在伊朗的工作将会影响整个中东。
When you look at around in Iran, you see the mosques are empty. You can see that picture.
当你看伊朗的时候，伊朗里面很多这些清真寺呢，开始就是空空的。
And even there has been some mosques that people set on fire.
有些这个清真寺呢，他们就放火烧了。
It's more than rejection of Islam. There is a hatred.Towards Islam,
这远远超于拒绝伊斯兰教，乃是对伊斯兰教的一个憎恨。
People of Iran, I don't approve it. We Christians don't approve hatred, right?
当然，我们基督徒我们不允许这种有憎恨的这样心态。
I'm just reporting a fact.
但是我就告诉大家是一个事实。
More and more Iranians are hating Islam and clergy.
所以越来越多的。这个在伊朗的这个伊朗人呢，他们非常讨厌或者憎恨这个回教穆斯林的人。
Now I want you to look at this short clip.
请大家看看很短的一个短片。
You rascals, you ruined our lives, she says.She attacks the clergy in public.
其实这个在伊朗这个妇女呢，在公众场所里面攻击这个伊斯兰教的教师。
A woman who has no rights in Iran.
其实妇女在伊朗是没有地位的。
brave enough to attack a clergy. You know, this is very significant. The question is, what about other people?
The 问题是,
on the street.
其他的人对回教徒, 对伊斯兰教的看法呢?
Why don't they come to stop her? You know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because they approve of her.
因为他们赞同她所做的事情,
they're saying, good job, lady.
她说, 哇,你做得好啊, 这个妇女,
I wish I had the courage to do that. And where are the police?
警察在哪里呢?
Why don't they come?
为什么他们不来干预呢?
Well, police are afraid of the people. If they come one or two, they will be beaten up. So if they come, they have to come 20, 30. It's an amazing historical situation in Iran. That's why research shows Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world. When we work together to save Iran, its whole Middle East will be impacted. Some people ask me, so why do you think Iran is so open?
为什么有人问说为什么你觉得说伊朗是这么的开放呢?
Now, I have a few answers and for that.
我有几个答案来回答他们。
I see, number one, the power of prayer.
首先第一, 祷告的能力。
It's over 40 years that people are praying for the 1040 window.
过去40年来大家都为10、44创来祷告。
That's a window where most non-Christians live.
这乃是这个窗户里面很多的穆斯林住在那个
And the bullseyes in the middle is Persia, which is Iran.
然后在正中央就是波斯，就是伊朗这个国家。
So God is answering 40 years of prayer.
所以神就回应应允了我们40年来的祷告。
The number two is 40 years of Islam.
然后第二个原因是这伊斯兰教过去40年来。
Iranian Muslims say, we have experienced Islam for 40 years.
穆斯林说他们在伊朗已经经历了40年的伊斯兰教。
We know what it is and we don't want it.
我们知道他们是什么,我们现在不要他们。
Iranians' rejection of Islam is not an overnight emotional decision.
所以伊朗人他们拒绝穆斯林,拒绝这个伊斯兰教不是一天一夜的事情。
It's a very deliberate decision.
乃是他们非常特意所做的一个决定。
They say, we know what it is, we don't want it.
他说我们知道这里面是什么,因此我们拒绝它。
Number three is visions, dreams, and miracles.
然后第三就是透过异象,异梦,还有神迹。
It's so often that Iranians see Jesus.
很多在伊朗的人,他们都梦见耶稣。
It's normal for them.
这是非常正常对他们来说。
My wife and I just a few months ago started a satellite television program.
所以我跟我太太几个月前我们开始了这个卫星电视的节目。
We interpret dreams and visions.
我们就来解释异象异梦。
People call in and tell us their visions and dreams and we tell them what it means.
他们打电话来问我们说我们怎么解释这个异象异梦，我们就告诉他们这个解释。
Some of you say, what are you doing?
然后有些人问说，哎，你在做什么呢？
I say, God gives the visions and we just need to help them understand it.
我说神给他们意象，我们就帮他们解释啊。Some
people say, no, I don't think we should interpret dreams in the New Testament.
那有时候在新约时代你不应该来解释这个意象异梦。I
tell them, okay, don't read the book of Revelation because it's all about dreams.
我就告诉他们说，那你就不要读启示录了，启示录充满了意象异梦啊。Jesus
is appearing to them.
对，耶稣向回教徒、伊斯兰穆斯林显现。
I remember this lady called and said, "Can you interpret my dreams?"
我记得有一个女士打电话来说，我有这样的一个异梦，请你为我解释。
I said, "Well, let me see if I can. I don't know. I'll try. I'll help you."
我说，我看看一下，你告诉我你的梦，让我能看看能够帮助你解释吗？
She said, "I'm a Muslim."
她说，我是个穆斯林
，devout Muslim，
非常虔诚的穆斯林。
I pray the ritual prayers all every day.
所以每天我就是这个宗教式那种一天祷告五次。
But I started watching your programs.
直到我开始来看你们的节目的时候。
And I started doubting, is Jesus is the way or Muhammad is the way?
我就开始来学习研究到底耶稣是唯一的道路还是穆罕默德是唯一的道路。
I love what Jesus did and says.
我非常喜爱耶稣基督所做他所说的。
But I also loved Islam and Muhammad.
然后我也喜欢这个穆斯这个穆罕默德还有这个伊斯兰教。
I was confused.
但是我有点迷惑了。
So the other night after I watched your program, before I go to bed, I prayed.
有一天晚上，当我看完了你的节目以后，我上床之前我就祷告。
I said, God, I am so confused. Please help me.
我说神啊，我非常的困惑，你帮助我吧。
Which way is the way, Jesus? Or Islam?
到底哪一条道路是正确的？是耶稣呢，还是伊斯兰教？
She said that I went to bed and I saw a dream.
然后就上床睡觉，就做了个异梦。
She said I saw I was in a dark, dark desert and I was lost.
我就在梦里面，我就在一个非常黑暗的一个沙漠里面，我已经迷路了。
I did not know which way to go.
我根本不知道说往哪里走。
I was saying, God, help me. I don't know which way.
我就说神啊，你要帮助我，不知道往哪里去啊。
Suddenly, an angel of light appeared to me.
忽然间，一个充满光的天使显现在我面前。
I said, please, please help me. I'm lost.
我说，请你快点帮助我，我已经迷失了。
Which way should I go?
到底走哪一个方向？
So the angel did not say anything, just pointed in the direction.
然后天使并没有说任何的话，只是用手指指另外一个方向。
I looked there.
我往那个方向看。
Way back, I saw a cross.
在那里我就看到一个十字架。
Full of light.
充满亮光。
I walked towards it.
我就走向那个十字架。
And when I was at the foot of the cross,
当我在这个十字架的底下。
The light fell on me.
哦，这个灯就照在我身上。
I felt so much peace and joy.
我就感受到心中里面的平安和喜乐充满了我。
I've never felt that before.
我从来没有经历过的。
How can I have that feeling again?
为什么我能够有这样的一个感觉呢？希望能够再有。
Now, Pastor Hormoz, would you tell me what that means?
哦，我说 Pastor Hormoz， 你告诉我到底这是什么意思呢
？Okay, suddenly I became an expert.
忽然间我就成为一个专家了。
Hey, you ask God to show you the way, which way?
你问神说到底是哪一条道路，神就告诉你哪一条道路啊。
And God showed you the cross.
然后神就把十字架展现在你面前。
Are you ready to receive Jesus?
你说预备好接受耶稣基督呢？
Of course she was.
这当然她愿意啊。
I pray with her for her receive the Christ.
跟她一起来祷告接受耶稣基督。
And at the same time, many other people.
同时间有很多的人。
We see so many miracles.
我们看到很多的神迹。
People call, Jesus healed me. Jesus set me free from addiction.
很多人打电话说神医治了我。很多人从我这个瘾里面的释放。
We have a powerful prayer and counseling.Ministry.
我们有一个非常强有力的辅导，还有祷告的事工。
They tell me all these things every day.
他们每天告诉我们这些神迹奇事。
Somebody healed of cancer, corona.
有人从癌症得医治了。
All the time.
很多时候都是如此。
I hear it again and again.
一次又一次，我听到这些神迹奇事。
I'm sorry, but sometimes I tell them, please leave me alone.
有时候我说，哎呀，你就让我休息一下吧。
So many of them.
这么多的神迹奇事。
But God is active.
但是神他真的是
Jesus is gracious to Muslims.
所以耶稣基督对穆斯林非常非常的恩慈。
Sometimes I feel these days, if you want to see Jesus, you got to be a Muslim. Looks like it.
这个时候我就想说，如果你要来看见耶稣的话呢，你要成为穆斯林啊。
Number 4 is the media.
然后第四方面是媒体。
Media is powerful.
媒体是非常有能力的。
I'm so glad River of Life is using media to go around the world.
非常感谢主，生命河，我们透过媒体能够传播到全世界。
It changes lives, but it can also change nations.
它会改变生命，更是改变万国万民。
We have been doing satellite for the last 20 years.
我们在过去20年都是透过这个卫星电视来传播。
So most of Iranians have seen us one time or another.
所以很多的伊朗人都已经从
They know about Jesus.They know about Jesus and they see another option besides Islam.
他们看见了耶稣，他们也知道这是另外一个选择。
So people, experts tell me media has had a great effect in Iran.
所以很多人告诉我们说，在伊朗呢，这个媒体呢，对他们说非常有影响力。
And number 5 is that there is no hope.
然后第五方面呢，他们是没有盼望。
There is no hope for Iran.
但依然是没有盼望的。
What I mean is they don't have any other option.
因为他们没有其他的选择。
Future looks really bad to Iranians.
对伊朗人来说呢，他们的未来是非常非常的惨的。
Islamic government is cruel in controlling.
因为这在伊这个伊朗是被控制、被掌控的一个国家。
is using the resources for itself. And if you complain, you get killed.
所以如果你埋怨的话呢,
and there is no political person in Iran that people say, oh, maybe he can help us.
有人说,
only Jesus.
只有耶稣.
Jesus is the only hope. That's why we see Iran being transformed. Another point of view is that I know about the the vision back to Jerusalem. I believe that's from God. And it's gaining momentum. For the back to Jerusalem and salvation of the Jews. But I'm here to report to you, now you have friends in Iran who believe the same.
我现在告诉你说,
as Iranian Muslims come to Christ, they change their mind about Israel.
所以当这个伊朗的穆斯林信靠耶稣基督以后,
some of them are saying, Pastor Hormoz, I love the Jews.
Pastor Hormoz, 我爱犹太人啊。
What should I do? I want to serve them.
我应该做什么呢? 我要来服侍他们啊。
I want to tell you about Amir.
我要告诉你 Amir这个故事。
Amir said when he was in Iran, he was a fanatic Muslim.
Amir说，当他在这个伊朗的时候，他是非常激进派的穆斯林。
He said, I hated the Jews and Israel.
他说非常憎恨以色列和犹太人。
He said, I went to the Revolutionary Guards and signed up for a mission to kill the Jews.
他说我到这个革命军那里就是签名报道说我要来杀犹太人。
30 years later,
30年之后,
he said, I heard the gospel.
我就听到了福音,
I rejected it.
我就拒绝了伊斯兰教,
I didn't want to have anything to do with it.
我根本跟他没有任何的关联。
I still hated the Jews.
Sorry?
Hated the Jews, the Israel.
我憎恨这个犹太人跟以色列。
He said, but then I got a stroke.
我就这个中风了。
They take me to the hospital. I was in coma for almost 40 days.
所以他们把我带到医院去, 我几乎昏迷了40天。
There was no hope for me.
对我来说完全没有盼望。
Later, I found they were preparing to bury me.
然后之后他们预备要把我埋了。
But when I was in coma,
当我在,
this is what happened.
当我是拘结的时候,
when I woke up, where they were all surprised. Oh, he came back. We about to just pull the plugs.
So我忽然间醒过来，他们几乎要把那个氧气。
I told them, please bring me a pastor. I saw Jesus.
我就告诉他说，你们找一个牧师来，我看见耶稣了。
So what happened to you?
到底发生什么事情呢？
He said, when I was in coma, I saw a dream.
当我在昏迷的时候，我有一个梦。
I saw all the clergies in Iran around me.
我看到这个伊朗的所有的这些教师在我旁边,
those leaders that I believed in,
这些都是我过去我相信的这个穆斯林的领袖,
they were all crying.
他们都在那里哭泣。
I said, why are you crying?
我就说到底你们为什么哭呢?
They said, we were wrong.
他说哦我们过去我们错了。
I said, so what's the truth if you were wrong?
如果你们错的话到底什么是真理呢?
And they pointed upwards.
然后他们就往上指。
I looked. And I saw Jesus at the throne with full of light.
And
they said, he is the truth.
然后他们就说,
I looked up.
我看,
my eyes met Jesus' eyes. And he just did like this.
他就这样,
and I flew.
我就飞到耶稣那里,
went towards him.
我就飞到耶稣那里,
and Jesus said, your mission is not completed.
他说,
I sent you back. And I want you to witness to the Jews. That's your mission.
所以我要把你送回去，你的使命就是来向犹太人传福音。
So he says, my life is to share the gospel with the Jews.
他说我的生命就是来跟犹太人分享福音啊。
He goes to Jerusalem 2 times a year.
他一年去耶路撒冷两次。
That's how he spends his vacations.
他就把他的假期就在以色列度过。
He shares his testimony with all the Jews on the streets.
他在街道上跟所有的犹太人分享他的见证。
That's what God has asked me to do.
这是神要我做的事情。
So I tell him, what do you share with those Jews?
我说你跟这些犹太人说什么呢?
He said, this is what I tell them.
我告诉他们这些事情。
I tell the Israelites, you do not need all these weapons to protect you.
我就告诉他们说，你不需要这些的武器来保护你们自己。
You need Jesus to protect you.
你需要耶稣来保护你。
Just look at me.
看看我。
I was your enemy. Jesus turned me to be your friend.
我过去是你的敌人，现在神把我转化过来成为你的朋友。
So if you believe in Jesus, Jesus will turn your enemies to be your friends.
如果你相信耶稣的话，耶稣会把你的仇敌转换成你的朋友。
God is changing the hearts of Iranians towards the Jews.
所以神就改变伊朗人对犹太人的看法。
So when with the back to Jerusalem, going through Iran, you're going to gain a lot or many, many helpers.
所以从这个福音传回一路上的路程当中，你经过伊朗的话，那里很多很多人愿意认同这样的一个事工。
Yeah, let's look at this picture. This is just a few months ago. The Iranian government put the flags of Israel and U.S. on the pavement.
过去这个几个月前呢，回到刚才那个相片，过去几个月前呢，就是伊朗的政府呢，把美国的国旗还有以色列的国旗，把它画在街道上。
They wanted people, force people to walk on it and be disrespectful.
然后他们要他们走上这些美国跟以色列的国旗，让他们能够藐视这些国家。
But people were just bypassing it.
但是你看到这些人民吗？他们没有踩在美国的国旗、以色列的国旗，他们从旁边经过。
The government of Iran is saying, "Death to America, death to Israel."
然后伊朗的政府就是说，美国死亡，以色列死亡。
But Iranians, you know what they say?
伊朗他们说什么呢？
If the government say death to Americans, they must be good people.
这如果这些伊朗人如果说美国死亡了，他们肯定是好人。
And when they say death to Israel, they say, "Why should I hate the Jews? You are the ones who hurt us." More than them, what have they done to us? You are the ones who made our lives miserable.
为什么你们说要以色列死亡呢？其实呢，是你们使我们的生活更加的糟糕，是你们害了我们。
We have started 4 initiatives the last couple years.
在过去两年，我们开始了四个这个计划行动。
One is the love revolution.
第一个是爱的革命。
It's a gospel revolution.
乃是一个福音的一个革命。
Evangelism.
乃是透过传福音。
And with Corona, it just expanded exponentially.
然后透过这新冠状病毒呢，看到这个事工进展的非常的快速。
We were seeing more and more Iranians come to Christ.
我们看见很多的伊朗人，他们相信耶稣基督。
Well, because you know all the hardship, but they were staying home because of Corona, watching us.
因为他们看到经过非常非常困难的时期，特别是新冠状病毒的侵害。
So in the month of May, 5 months ago, we did this.
这个五个月前，就是五月份的时候。
We said let's dedicate the month of May to evangelism.
所以我们就把五月份成为一个传福音的一个月。
Let's have evangelistic programs, yes, but let us teach people how they share their faith with others.
我们不但是要来传福音，要教导这些人如何来做个人布道。
The first week, I told them, don't do anything. Just put the names of the people you love and pray and fast for them.
然后第一个礼拜告诉他们说，你不需要做任何的事情，把这些福音的朋友的名字写下来，为他们祷告，为他们进食。
And if you get a chance, do an act of kindness.
所以如果你有机会的话，做一些恩慈的行动。
But from week number one, we saw a spike in the number of salvations.
所以从第一个礼拜开始，我们看到很多得救的人。
We used to get 25 to 50 declared salvation per week.
通常我们一个礼拜大概有25到这个50个决志的人。
You know, these are people who contacted us. By the way, we are blocked. It's very hard to contact us. And number two, it's dangerous to contact us.
那些是有机会能够联络上我们的这些人，其实非常的困难，也是非常的危险，要来联络我们。
So 25 to 50 for week after week after week.
所以每个礼拜我们有大概25到50个人决志。
But the moment we said, let's pray and fast for the lost,
当我们开始说为那些世上的灵魂进食祷告的时候，
it jumped over 500 per week.
哇，所以一个礼拜增长到500位决志啊。
And has continued.
然后继续如此。
The last 6 months, every week, over 500 people contact us and come to Christ.
过去六个月里面，每个礼拜我们超过500人联络我们说他们要相信耶稣。
It's just a fraction because the rest cannot do that.
这只是一小部分，有些人是根本无法联络上我们的。
Just last Friday, 2 days ago.
两天前星期五的时候。
We had a live church service.
我们有一个现场的这个直播。
And we celebrated the 10,000 people people who have come to Christ since May.
所以我们就来庆祝，从五月开始，我们有一万人决志相信耶稣。
God is in the business of salvation.
神就是来做那个拯救灵魂的工作。
I remember the first week I told people, don't do anything, just make a list, pray and fast, and do an act of kindness.
所以我记得就跟他们说，第一个礼拜你什么都不必做，名字写下来，为他们禁食祷告，然后做一些恩慈的行动。
Testimonies came in.
然后见证就回来了。
I remember this girl, this lady saying this.
记得一个姐妹如此说。
Said Pastor Ormus, I wrote the names of people, and at the end I said, should I add my sister? Because my sister hates Jesus so much, hates me so much, doesn't even talk to me.
所以有一个姐妹说，她的我就把这未信主的名字写下来。我想说，我要不要写我姐妹的名字？我姐妹呢，或者妹妹呢？她说她非常的憎恨耶稣，非常的不喜欢我。我可以把她名字写下来吗
？I said, okay, I will put my sister's name at the end.
好，我会把我的姐妹的名字写下来。
And started praying and praying and praying for each one.
开始为她的姐妹来祷告，祷告，祷告。
She said, on the third day, this happened.
他在第三天，他告诉我
，My sister who had not talked to me for 6 months，
所以我的姐妹已经有六个月没有跟我说话
，calls me and says， What is prayer of salvation？ How do one becomes Christian？
你打电话问我说，到底我们怎样来祷告决志相信耶稣呢？你告诉我吗
？The power of prayer，
祷告的能力。
And she said， By the way， Pastor Holmes， I'm sorry， I didn't do my homework。
啊，说哦 ，Pastor Holmes， 我就没有做我的功课。
You asked us to do an act of kindness, but my sister came to Christ too fast.
你要我们做一次恩慈的行动，但我的姐妹们她信主太快了。
I want to encourage you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
赞美我们的主。
If you have a loved one who is not saved,
如果你有的你的亲人还没有信主的话
，put their names down and pray and fast.
把他们名字写下来，为他们进行祷告。
God will answer.
然后神会拯救他们。
Number two initiative. We have done a prayer movement.
我们计划的行动就是祷告运动。
We always had prayer and counseling ministry.
我们通常都会有辅导跟带导的事工。
But last year we focused on that ministry.
然后去年我们就把这个焦点放在祷告的事工。
We have over 12,000 people committed to prayer.
我们有一万两千人，他们委身要来祷告。
Have 24/7.Prayer and every slot is filled with several people.
然后一天二十四小时，一个礼拜七天，每一个时段都有人填写。
You know, we are facing the Prince of Persia. It's in the Bible, right?
圣经说我们有波斯的君王在控制我们。
It's a dark spirit in Iran, mentioned in Daniel chapter 10.
乃是在但以理书第十章所提到，在伊朗上空的黑暗的权势。
And that dark spirit is so powerful that he could hinder.The Archangel Michael for 21 days.
然后这个非常强有力的这个黑暗的天使呢 ，Michael 呢，他拦阻了这个天使长的工作。
And Archangel Michael he himself is a warrior.
其实这个天使长 Michael 呢，他是一个战士。
So when we pray, when you pray, you're hitting that target, the dark spirit of Islam.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，当你在祷告的时候，你的焦点是针对这个黑暗权势的穆斯林。
And the weaker he gets, he loses his people in his bondage.
当他们越软弱的时候，他们就会释放在他们当中所过去所掌管的这些穆斯林。
Yeah, number three is our school.
然后第三方面就是我们的学校。
We've always trained, you know, leaders the last 20 years.
过去二十年我们都在栽培领袖。
But now we are focusing on training leaders in large scale.
我们就是要去大规模的来训练领袖。
4:12 is based on Ephesians 4:12.
四章十二节呢，是以弗所书的四章十二节。
Equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
那是成全圣徒，各尽其职。
We don't want just class students who take notes and get good grades.
我们不想说大家只是考试通过拿很好的成绩而已。
We want people to be equipped to transform the nations.
我们希望他们能够被装备，能够来转化万国万民。
The Lord has blessed that ministry.
所以主已经祝福了这样的一个事工。
There are prayer warriors.
我们有代祷勇士。
There are ministers.
我们有那服事的童工。
Right now we have over 1,700 students we are training.
我们有1,700位童工在那里祷告。
And every day there is more and more of them.
这每天有更多的人加入。
You know when we had the prayer meetings on live prayer meetings.
当我们有现场的这个祷告会的时候。
All these people come and help.
大家都来帮忙。
When I, you know, let me share this with you. When I firststarted a live prayer meeting on the channel.
当我在这个电视里面开始这个现场祷告会的时候
，I know Chinese are you're good at prayer.
我们知道中国人你们很会祷告
，but many people are not.
很多人不会祷告。
So I was thinking a live prayer meeting.
我想说, 哦, 我们要一个现场的祷告会。
And even in many churches, prayer meetings are not attended by many people.
其实很多的教会里面祷告会是最少人参加的。
So, but on the channel, they could just click, go.
在电视里面他们就可以按的话转那个电台。
How successful the live prayer meeting will be.
你现场的祷告会会很有效率吗?
So I was nervous.
所以我就有点紧张。
Will people watch it or
大家会看我们的祷告会吗?
Will they join us in prayer?
他们会参加我们的祷告吗?
Are we attractive or they're just going to click and go watch something
我们有吸引力吗?还是他们赶快转电台?
What we did it anyway.
我们就开始了。
I said, Jesus asked us to stay awake and pray for 1 hour.
耶稣告诉我们说我们要来现场祷告一个小时。
And that's what we do.
所以我们就做了一个小时。
So we prayed for 1 hour.
我们就祷告一个小时。
Prayed out of scripture.
从圣经里面的祷告。
Worshiped.
敬拜。
Prayed for the needs, prayed for the nation.
为需要，为万国万民祷告。
So 1 hour is over.
所以一个小时过了以后。
I don't know what the result is.
我不知道这成绩是如何。
We say goodbye.
我说拜拜。
I go in the back.
我就回到背后去。
And ask our counselors.
就问我们的辅导员。
How is it going?
到底怎么样啊?
Did people contact us?
有没有人打电话进来啊?
They said, yes, many, many people contacted.
他说, 是啊, 很多人打电话进来。
I said, what are they saying?
他们说什么呢?
They're saying, why did you stop?
他说, 为什么你们停止呢? 一个小时之后为什么停止呢?
God is raising an army of prayer warriors.
所以神就兴起了一群代祷勇士。
And the last initiative is church planting.
然后第四个是职堂。
We have planted churches for many years.
我们在职堂工作上做了很多年。
When I was in California, I planted churches in Sunnyvale, still there.
当我在加州的时候, 我在Sunnyvale之里的一个,
Walnut Creek, 一个堂。 Walnut Creek, Sacramento, and Fresno.
Sacramento, Fresno, 都有我们的教会。
And then we went to Iran, and a large underground church network we have.
我们在伊朗呢, 开始了很多的地下教会。
But with Corona, we said, I need to pay attention more of online church, like you guys are doing.
新冠状病毒来了以后呢，我们就说更多要在网络上的教会。
So we are focusing on online churches.
我们就开始把焦点放在网络教会。
With Corona, God is blessing that, as is blessing you guys.
所以神在这个新冠状病毒的期间，祝福了你们的，我们的教会也祝福了你们的教会。
So Iran is ready, people are ready.
所以伊朗呢，预备好了。
The tools are ready, the satellite.
这工具，这个卫星预备好了。
Yeah, going over the heads of the mullahs into people's homes.
他们透过这个卫星呢，到他们的家里面去。
As you can see in this picture, the signal comes from the sky.
这个电讯的这个是从天上下来的。
The government cannot stop it.
所以政府根本无法阻止它。
And everybody has a satellite dish. In the next image, you can see that.
下一张图画，你可以看到每家，你看上面都有这个卫星小耳朵。
And satellite dishes are illegal.
在伊朗呢，这个是非法的，有这个小耳朵是非法的。
Sometimes I feel that's the national flower of Iran.
好的，这是一个好像大自然那个花朵在伊朗绽放。
Even the government officials and clergy and their families are watching.
就算是政府官员，包括这些伊斯兰教的教士们，也在看我们的节目。
We are seeing government officials coming to Christ.
我们看见政府官员也来相信耶稣了。
We are seeing clergy, Islamic clergy, come to Christ.
我们看见这个穆斯林的教士们也来相信耶稣了。
Because the gospel is powerful.
所以神的福音大有能力。
People can receive it in homes and in nomads. In the next picture you see.
他们可以在他们的家庭，也可以下一张图啊，看到他们在游牧民族当中也可以接受耶稣。
They gather homes.
游牧民族也有这个小耳朵。
And even the next picture you see at my homes, house groups in homes.
你看在他们家庭里面一起来观看电视节目。
And the next picture, churches at homes.
然后在家庭里面的聚会。
They even put their chairs in lines. They put their chairs just in like line.
你看他们的在家里面就把椅子排一排一排的排起来。
And when we collect the tithes and offerings, they go and they put it in front.
所以他们也就是有做十一奉献，我的奉献，他们走到前面来吧。
So Iran is ready.
所以伊朗预备好了。
By His grace, we are making history.
所以当历史在创造的时候呢，看到伊朗已经准备好要创造新的历史。
You at the River of Life have a significant part in what God is doing in Iran.
然后神明和灵粮堂, 你们有一个非常重要的,
I want to encourage you and pray with you today. I want to encourage and pray with you.
愿你来为, 来鼓励大家, 为你们来祷告。
Number one, Don't give up praying for the lost ones in your family.
千万不要放弃为你的亲人救恩祷告。
There is power in the prayer.
这祷告是强而有力的。
When I came to Christ, nobody in my family was a Christian.
当我成为基督徒的时候，我家人没有一个人信主的。
When they found out I'm a Christian, they started ridiculing me.
所以当我成为基督徒后，我家人开始来讥笑我。
I continue to love them, pray for them, and be a witness.
我继续爱他们，继续为他们祷告。
10 years ago, I did a count.
是十年前我做了一个计算。
60 members of my family members were Christians, and there were some of them were serving the Lord.
哇，我们家庭成员里面有60位成为基督徒，其中有些人来服侍主了。
I've lost count.
这我已经不懂怎么去算了。
They tell me, "Do you know so and so in your family that has come to Christ as a cousin of the cousin?"
你说哦，你没有在你家里面某某某亲戚也信靠了主了，我都已经计算不了了。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Number two, I want you to pray. These are trying times in the U.S. and around the world.
然后第二，又大家要记得祷告，在美国是被考验，在世界也是被考验的时候。
This is the time for us Christians.To be alert of what God is doing, hear Him, and join Him.
这乃是正确的时刻。我们基督徒要竖起我们的耳朵来听神到底做什么。我们要参与神所做的工
作。The world is too much involved about Corona, who is going to be the president, even though those are important.
世界目前都被这个新冠状病毒所环绕，然后大家都在想说谁是下一个总统。但是这些固然是重要。
But we Christians, we've listened to the Lord first.Then we listen to the news.
但是基督徒，我们必须要先听神的声音，我们才听这些其他的声音。
This church is a light to the Bay Area.
然后这个教会就是我们矽谷的。
You are a light to nations.
我们在点亮万国万民的灯。
You have a mission.
你有个使命。
And I pray all of you receive that mission.
我的祷告，大家都能够领受这样的一个使命。
And Many things will happen in the next few years. 很多事情会发生
在未来的几年。
Who knew 2020 would be like this?
谁有想到说2020年会是这个样子呢？
Many things will happen in the world.
很多事情要发生在世界。
But our hearts are not going to be shaking.
但是我们的心并不摇动。
We Christians have a solid faith in a solid Lord.
我们基督徒，我们有非常坚定的信心在我们非常坚定的主身上。
In every situation, we say, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
在每个情况底下，我们问神说：“神啊，你要我做什么？”
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray that we each one of us know God. I'm not going to listen to the news first. I'm going to listen to you first.
啊，每个人祷告说：“主啊，不会先听主流新闻，我乃是先听你的声音。”
Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this church.
父神为这个教会来感谢赞美你。
This is a blessed church.
是一个蒙福的教会。
Thank you for the leadership.
谢谢这里的领袖们。
Thank you for Pastor Tong.
谢谢刘牧师。
You gave him the vision for this church.
哦，你把这个教会的意向赐给他。
He and others paid the price for this church.
哦，他和其他的同工们一起付上了代价。
But you paid the ultimate price.
但是你付上了最大的代价。
I bless this church.
我祝福这个教会。
Use it as a light to the Bay Area.
使用它成为这个矽谷的光。
Thank you for using it in many nations.
谢谢主，你使用这个教会在很多的国家，
including Iran.
包括伊朗。
Lord, I pray for individuals.
主啊，为每一个个人祷告。
Each one of them know what their mission is in life.
每个人知道他们生命中的使命是什么。
Each one would know why they were born.
每个人知道说为什么他们出生在这个世界。
Would tell you, "I was born to do this."
然后告诉他们说，主啊，我们生长就是为了这个目的。
And you're ready to tell us.
然后你预备告诉我们。
I bless this church in Jesus' name.
祝福这个教会，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢谢谢，我们再一次用掌声，谢谢。
Once again, thank you for the homos.
这么精彩的信息
，What an exciting message!
让我们心真的大得鼓励。
So we are truly encouraged.
很多时候我们只看见这个世界很黑暗的那一面。
Many times we just see the darkness of this world.
却没有想到神能够做伟大奇妙的工作，远超过我们所求所想。
Never thought that God can do great and mighty works far more than what we can ask or imagine.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好，感谢神，让我们这些年跟他们有这么好的同工。
Thank the Lord that we have many years of co-workers together with Iran.
我们真的是神国的partner, good partner.
So we are good partner in God's kingdom.
也是在灵里面的好朋友。
Also we are good friend in the spiritual realm.
我们就看见，真的是神这些年给我们，真的是在国度里面很多很好的福音伙伴。
So God give us many wonderful gospel partner in the ministry.
同心合意，能够真的是把福音传遍全世界。
So together we can preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
你相信在我们这个世代能够看见福音遍传吗？
Oh, can you believe that in this generation we're going to see gospel preached to the end of the earth?
Amen.
Amen.